You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
As the Arizal famously said in the olden days, as the famous marshal of the Arizal, there are two people having a competition who can make a bigger fire. So one of them, you can imagine, like Bo'im and Eretz Yisrael, the kids are busy for hours and hours collecting the wood, making this huge, massive bonfire. And everyone sees the bonfire and says, wow, there's no way anyone can beat this. And he lights it on fire and whoosh, the place goes, it's unbelievable. For all distances, you can hear the heat and you can see it, it's unbelievable. So everyone says, well, the second guy stands no chance, right? How's he going to manage? They haven't seen him work very hard to get his bonfire together. So what do they do? He says, everyone follow me. It's midnight, pitch black outside. Everybody follow me into the forest. They thought maybe he's going to light a forest bonfire, a bonfire or something like that. He takes one match. He lights the match. In the darkness, it lights up the light. Everything is light all of a sudden. Why? Because when it's darkness, you just have to have a little bit of light that lights up the darkness. Said the Arizal. In the olden generations, true, they had to work hard to attain the levels that they got. But in our generation, that was the Arizal talking. You can imagine nowadays. In our generation, we just have to do something so small. We just have to try the tiniest bit. Next time we see something, next time we're tempted, next time we're walking on the street, and that temptation comes in, and that inner voice says to you, just have one look. That's all it is, right? I've spoken about so many times. It's that pleasure that it's supposed to give you, that it's just like drinking the salty water, and nothing's there at the end. You know yourself, you gain nothing. And you just want it more and more because it's like that salty water. Just keep on drinking. It doesn't quench your thirst. And it goes more than that. People have tainas about Yiddishkeit, about Torah, about Tefillah. Rabbi, I'm just not feeling it. I just don't feel it. When I daven, it doesn't go. When I learn, I'm not interested. Yiddishkeit, Shabbos, Brochus, this. Doesn't mean anything. So the mashal that comes closest to understand is if a person that enjoys cheesecake, loves cheesecake. Oh, he loves a good cheesecake. Whether it's Hanukkah, whether it's Shavuot, it doesn't make a difference. He's excited for cheesecake. And when it comes to cheesecake, wow, everything else doesn't make a difference, right? Imagine eating that piece of cheesecake. And just before you put the piece of cheesecake inside your mouth, you take a bit of one of these spearmint, heavy extra spearmint gum. And you start eating that spearmint gum. And then take a slice of cheesecake. It's just not going to taste the same. It's just not going to taste the same. As long as you've got the spearmint gum in your mouth, the cheesecake is not going to taste good. Rabbi. As long as we've got the spearmint gum in our mouths, Yiddishkeit isn't going to be geschmack. Davening isn't going to be good. Shabbos isn't going to be geschmack. Nothing is going to be interesting. Why? Because we have the spearmint gum in our mouth. We keep watching and looking and looking. And then we expect, Rabbi, I just don't feel it. I just don't feel it. You're blaming who? Only blame yourself. Because at the end of the day, it's down to us. Let's get rid of that spearmint gum out of our mouths. And then all of a sudden you'll realize, Yiddishkeit, Shabbos, Brochus, Torah, everything lights up. Everything all of a sudden tastes geschmack.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.